Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
And here he is, our man, John Perillo. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing, Bob? I'm glad you know what time it is. I'm all confused. So.
Well, you gotta come to Scranton, Jefferson Avenue and Spruce Street, and you go to Bicardo's and get yourself a great Bicardo watch.
You got it. We'll get that set up when we get out there and our next chance. So hey, last week, Bob mentioned that it was the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. And as usual, there's a bunch of misinformation out there about the status of redistricting. And there's a current Supreme Court case that we discussed a couple of weeks ago called Louisiana versus Calais. And the case is about the allegation that the change of voting districts in Louisiana intentionally disenfranchised black voters in violation of the Voting Rights Act. And we discussed back a couple of weeks ago that it's absolutely legal for states to gerrymander for political reasons, but not for racial reasons. And the reason why I wanted to talk about that today is that part of the reason for all the flurry of activity in the White House is that they know that if the Democrats gain a majority in the House, Trump becomes a lame duck immediately for the next 2 years. And beyond that, he'll likely be impeached, even if the Senate wouldn't vote to convict him. And that isn't me saying what should happen. That's me telling you what will happen if the Democrats gain control of the House. So these gerrymandering issues are getting a lot of attention regardless of where you live. This isn't just the Louisiana issue, right? So the case before the Supreme Court, there was an interesting exchange that got some attention. I mean, if you're a court watcher dork like I am, and I wanted to dig into that exchange just a little bit. And it comes from Justice Ketanji Jackson, and she used the Americans with Disabilities Act as a comparison. And there was a lot of pundits.
She's
that
insane.
Really excited.
Now, I thought, by the way, I thought she couldn't say anything dumber than her failure to answer what is a woman in her her hearing.
Okay.
And she topped herself here, but go ahead.
Let's dig into that. Let's dig into that a little bit. So there was a lot of, as Bob's saying, a lot of people talking about that she was comparing blacks in Louisiana to disabled people, but she didn't really do that. She was making a legal argument that I think was wrong, but it's still an important point. Let's hear from Justice Jackson herself. She says, quote, "So going back to this discriminatory intent point, I guess I'm thinking of it of the fact that remedial action absent discriminatory intent is really not a new idea in civil rights law." And then she goes on to say that it is, quote, "something like the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act. Congress passes the Americans with Disabilities Act against the backdrop of a world that was generally not accessible to people with disabilities, so it was discriminatory in effect. And it didn't matter whether the person who built the building or the person who owned the building intended for them to be exclusionary. That's irrelevant." So that's Justice Jackson. So she's making a comparison here. And once we get past the headline that Justice Jackson compared blacks to disabled people, which she really didn't do here, that doesn't mean that we can ignore the argument. So let's take a look at her legal analogy for a bit. Right? There are really three issues that are at stake in this Calais case, which I'm telling you is very important for the makeup of the House right now. The first is, does Congress even have the authority to order a state to redraw districts at all? Right? The Constitution gives states the authority to run elections completely, except that in Section 2 of the 15th Amendment, which is the amendment that gave blacks voting rights, there is a, quote, remedial power of Congress, which is kind of a catch-all that says, quote, the Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation, end quote. So that can be read in a way that allows a lot of federal intervention in elections as long as it does so to make sure that black voters aren't disenfranchised. That's kind of the purpose of the 15th Amendment. Now, that got clarified in another case called the City of Bourne versus Flores, which is typically just called Flores, and that was in 1997. And that said that the federal role in voting and the, quote, remedial powers, end quote, that we were just talking about are limited only to the passing of laws that affect voting and only if those laws affect voting violation of the 15th Amendment. So Congress can't use the fact that the 15th Amendment exists to give blacks the right to vote to and their, quote, remedial powers to just willy-nilly change state voting laws, right? Their actions, Congress's actions, have to be used to remedy an issue that's covered by the 15th Amendment. So that's kind of point one, right? And Flores says that Congress can't just create laws, for instance, that, quote, will make it harder in some general sense to deny blacks the right to vote, end quote. It has to do the laws that Congress passes have to be there to, quote, this law punishes or fixes an actual denial of the right to vote, end quote. And that's really important. So what the Supreme Court did in Flores was to say that all federal laws that want to use the 15th Amendment as a reason for existing have to remedy some specific block to minority voting. And for the cases before the Supreme Court today, Calais, that means that a change in district in gerrymandering can only be mandated by Congress if it remedies a past actually caused the limitation of the rights of blacks to vote. Again, most of the news is they are ignoring that very, very important point. And that is why the court is debating whether race-based districts were intentionally designed to limit black voting or not. And as we discussed last time, if the reason for the gerrymandering is politics, not race, then the 15th Amendment doesn't apply and neither do the remedies for the 15th Amendment. Right?
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The second question, the next question, is whether the power that Congress has to remedy voting rights past discrimination is limited. And that was the reason why the Supreme Court just said that race discrimination in college admissions had gone on too long. And the court in that case didn't say that Congress couldn't allow preferences for minority students, but instead what the court said was that the reason for that past legal discrimination against Asian and white students was no longer a factor. It was not, of course, as the press reported, some right-wing court moving to allow discrimination, but it was rather a very clear reading of the plain language of the 14th Amendment, right? And in a different case, as recently as 2023, Justice Kavanaugh said that the plaintiff had established that race was a factor in drawing that district. And by the way, he's certainly no right-wing nut, as he's been portrayed. But he asked at the time of that ruling how long that could be the case. And he hinted back in 2023 that you couldn't use that reason forever. And that question is the very reason why this gerrymandering case is in the courts today. And the last analogy, and the one I wanted to get to, is the one that Ms. Jackson was referring to in the question of unintentional creation of race-based districts. And Jackson notes that in the Voting Rights Act does not order the creation of majority-minority districts, even though you'll hear that said all the time on the news. Even Justice Jackson says, no, that's not what it says. She gets that part absolutely correct. The amendment doesn't mention district lines at all. All it does is create a series of tests to see if a state's system discriminates. But that 1982 amendment is very clear as well that there is no, quote, intentionality test. The racial gerrymandering could be unintentional, and that's what Justice Jackson was trying to address in her question comparing the voting to the Americans with Disabilities Act, meaning that the builder of the building without the ramp didn't intentionally discriminate against the person who can't walk up the stairs, but the effect was discriminatory. So her question wasn't entirely unreasonable. But that said, her analogy was awful. It was wrong for a different reason, yeah. Right? It's wrong because the ADA gets its power from the Commerce Clause. And basically, Congress said in the ADA that not having a ramp affects interstate commerce. Now, personally, I think that argument's absurd. But the difference between the ADA and the Voting Rights Act is that the ADA, whatever you think of its constitutionality, provides very clear guidance on what it expects. I'll give you an example from the ADA. Quote, it shall be considered discrimination for a private entity which operates a fixed route system and which is not subject to Section 12.184 of this title to purchase or lease a vehicle with a seating capacity in excess of 16 seats, including the driver, for use on such a system that's not readily accessible for use by individuals with disabilities, including individuals who use a wheelchair, right? That's the ADA, right? Very specific, right? There's no judicial finding necessary to enforce that. You're either in compliance with access or you're not. Whereas the question on Calais rests with the 14th and 15th Amendments, which are clear that there has to be both a violation of black voting rights and, even if it's not intentional, no other reason for that violation exists, like politics. So unlike the ADA, there's a bunch of ambiguity there. And it's possible that, as Kavanaugh says, as he said in 2023, that we're not there yet, and that there's still clear racial discrimination in the district can't be attributed to some political decision, and we likely won't find that out until the spring, by the way. And look, I know this sounds arcane, but laws have meanings. And it's one of the things Bob and I keep talking about, right? And a lot of the reporting on what you hear in the courts is really abysmal, right? Yes, justices make mistakes. Yes, they bring biases. You know, it's extraordinarily, different for a human not to bring their own biases, right? But while I disagree with Justice Jackson, her question wasn't quite as absurd as some have said it was. And it's an important question. I just think she's wrong. And again, it's important for us today because whatever happens in this case is likely going to affect, the makeup of Congress going forward. So I hope that was helpful to clarify that. And I know there's a lot of stuff going on, but sometimes we have to dig down a little bit into the law and figure out how it affects it.
And we'll find out what happens in California because they're determining whether they're going to blow up their redistricting system in order to put more Democrats in. It'll be fascinating because that's going to wind its way through the courts if it passes. John Perillo, thank you, my man. We appreciate it.
You got it.
All right. We'll talk to you next Monday.
You got it.
All right.
Take care, Bob, and to your listeners, have a great week, and thank you again for your time.
All right.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.